Immigration and Customs Enforcement has been detaining and trying to deport legal permanent residents in Connecticut who've been fully pardoned for their crimes. This began in 2017 and appears not to have changed with the advent of the Biden administration. Now Connecticut wants a binding legal agreement with the federal government so it will stop. Connecticut Public Radio's Diane Orson brings us the story of a state resident who spent several years in ICE detention, even though his record had been cleared.
Richard Marvin Thompson pulls his truck into a rest stop so he can take a phone call.
I'm currently on the road. I'm working. I'm headed to make a delivery in Middletown, New York.
The 37-year-old truck driver was released from ICE detention in May of last year. He'd been locked up for almost 3 years despite a full state pardon for a crime he'd committed as a teenager. And it was not his first time behind bars. Thompson was previously incarcerated by ICE. In total, he spent nearly 8 years in prison. I ask what it's been like coming out into a pandemic with its own kind of lockdown culture.
I guess you could say I'm used to it as far as the lockdown part of it. But I have gained employment since I came out. But I still have an issue with my driver's license because, you know, I don't have a green card.
The process for getting his green card will take some more time. Thompson was brought legally from Jamaica to Connecticut by his father when he was 14. At 18, he got into a fight and was convicted of second-degree assault. 11 years later, ICE decided to deport him. In 2017, the state granted Thompson a full, absolute, and unconditional pardon for the crime, but he remained behind bars until 2020. The federal government has argued that because Connecticut's pardons come from a board of pardon and paroles rather than directly from the governor, they aren't valid. After Attorney General Tong went to court to defend the state's pardon system, Thompson was released. But Tong says the problem is still not resolved.
We couldn't come to an agreement, and now we are reasserting those claims and continuing our litigation until we can finally put all this to bed.
In new legal filings, Connecticut cites several additional cases of people who've been arrested and detained despite state pardons. The Department of Homeland Security declined Connecticut Public's request for an interview, but has posted a statement on its website that says it will honor Connecticut's pardons for purposes of federal immigration law.
And my response is, thank you. I appreciate that. I appreciate your generosity. Not good enough.
Tong says there's no indication that the feds will actually do what they say they will. He's calling for explicit recognition that what's been going on here is wrong. Richard Marvin Thompson says this confusion is taking a real toll.
Because it's not fair for people like us, you know what I'm saying? And as I think about it, I get upset because it put me through a lot. It put me through a lot, like the separation from home. The years I've missed out with my kids, you know, what I'm going through currently right now, even when I came home. You know, I've lost a lot, Diane.
After his release, Thompson returned to his fiance and two children in Bridgeport. He says the whole family was affected by his time away in ICE detention, especially as he faced deportation.
What do you say to my fiance when she knows that that's what I'm facing? You know, the decisions that she would have to make.
Thompson says talking about his experience is troubling, but he'll speak out if it can help other immigrants from Connecticut.
Just to make sure that they don't go through the same things I've been through.
And with that, Thompson says it's time to go back to work. We say our goodbyes, he starts up his truck, and heads back out on the road. Diane Orson, Connecticut Public Radio.